Hey, human. Hey, I need you to wake up now. Good, you're awake. I'm sorry for inconveniencing you, but for the sake of the experiment, I need to ensure that your conditions would match the conditions of the intended targets of this particular line of spells. You see, many, many monsters rely on aggressive tactics to apprehend their human prey. The issue with that is, despite the fact that there's nothing they can do to harm their prey, the things around them are very much vulnerable. The last thing my mistress needs is another hellhound sprinting through the field, flattening everything the human she was chasing managed to climb over. To find a way to avoid this, I questioned various monsters of different levels of aggressiveness, and various tactics ranging from seduction to brute force in order to find why they do what they do. What I found was that it mostly relies on patience and how they perceive their own strength. To an extent, it's easy to understand why certain monsters would find it challenging to hold back. After all, the original augment of the spell that the Demon Queen made to ensure that the monsters would be unable to accidentally harm humans was intended to counteract this issue. However, I think I might be able to create an alternative method. It would be quite hard for a monster who likes the chase to switch to my methods, but for the most part, I feel like damage caused by monster girls during hunts could be reduced by just as much as 33%. If a counteraction to various sedative spells were created in a way that unexperienced monsters could use. You see, for a monster, hunting a human, the last thing they want is to wait for them to wake up. However, between sedative spells and humans accidentally harming themselves running the average time, between a human being caught and then claimed is roughly 20 minutes. That is, of course, assuming that 1 in 5 chases ends in the human being rendered unconscious. And while there are very many alternatives to waking up a human who is rendered unconscious from a physical injury, magic is an entirely different aspect. You see, magic is a spiritual condition that spills over into the physical form. That means a conventional method for waking up an unconscious person won't apply, and believe it or not, there aren't any spells designed to wake up a human without exploiting their various body systems that are used in speeding up the body in the face of danger. As you would expect, the possible side effects are anxiety, sweating, aggressiveness, fear, etc. I wanted to make a more soft version for use. So, by adjusting the strength of the spell, I can use it while you're awake, since you're still partially under the influence of the spell I put you under before I brought you here. If I start sounding more robotic in my speaking, it's because my dialogue is recorded by my quill. I prefer to work alone in my research, but a transcript always helps when I'm writing a report. Let's get the first test out of the way. How do you feel? Interesting. Interesting. Elevated heart rate, change in eye dilation, and accelerated breathing. Signs point to incoming panic attack. I'll cancel that out before it goes there. I've applied another spell to cancel out the one I gave you. Let me check a few things before continuing. Heart rate returning to normal, eye dilation returning to normal, and breathing becoming more stable. Alright, the next test will be half the strength of the previous one, but with a minor seduction spell mixed in. The hope is that the seduction spell will redirect your natural response to be the one that's more stimulated in a positive way to counteract the normal reactions. Alright. The fear reactions seem to have faded as anticipated. Similar responses in the eyes and heart rate, but the breathing is relatively the same with the exception of it being shallower. Subject is flushed and unable to maintain their gaze. This seems very promising. Tell me, do you feel any of the effects from the initial sedation spell? Subject is unable to speak coherently, most likely due to a response caused by the seduction spell. This is good in terms of usefulness, but bad in terms of research gathering. I want to say that this one is a success, but have nothing to base it off of. Human, nod your head for me. All right, so it's only a vocal thing. Answer my questions by nodding or shaking your head. Do you feel fatigued? No. Is there any side effect besides what I listed? Yes. Okay. Is there any discomfort? As in, do you feel anything that could potentially be life-threatening or result in a state of panic? No. Is this discomfort above the belt? No. All right. The discomfort is a result of the seduction spell. Maybe I miscalculated and the seduction spell used the parts of the body that were affected by the initial spell a little too effectively, creating a spell more akin to an aphrodisiac spell instead of a simple seduction. That is a possibility that seems all too likely now. I should have figured that it was. For some monsters, this might be considered even more of a success than I initially marked it as. All right. I'm going to finish up my report and then get back to you. I'll be right over there. What's wrong? The spell should dissipate in a few moments. Just let it run its course and you'll be fine. But what if... It's unheard of, but it's definitely possible. The chances of this particular combination resulting in this is unlikely. But the possibility cannot be ignored, even if it turns out to be correct. Okay. Human. Would you say that the discomfort has increased in intensity? Yes. It could be a better before worse situation, but that seems less likely than the other outcome. I think the responsible thing would be to prepare for the worst. Human. Let me paint a picture for you. Are you aware of the gradual feeling that occurs when you have a level of anxiety but no outlet for said anxiety? The gradual rising that would have resulted in a panic attack if I hadn't stopped my control test. Well, I'm sure you've heard me mention that this test spell was designed to redirect the way certain feelings manifested. Instead of anxiety, it'd be desire. Your fear reaction would become a shyer one. Well, something I didn't consider was the panic attack still coming into play. But since there aren't any real parallels for a panic attack in this context, I assumed that it would only cause a heightened state of desire. The actual result is a gradual increase in your sexual desire. In short, you're becoming more and more aroused. I will take care of this. Lie back for me. You would make a great permanent test subject. I have more than spells to use on you. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's get you sorted out. This should be the optimal tightness and speed for my hand to pleasure you. It's only a matter of draining you enough for your body to cease its current level of arousal. Feel free to come as much as you see fit. I won't stop until you're thoroughly drained. Ejaculation 1 confirmed. Stronger and more plentiful than the average amount, though I'm unable to determine if this is normal for the subject or not. More testing is required. I'm sorry for any discomfort you might experience. Higher sensitivity is the natural response to ejaculation, though the spell will remove your refractory period. For the sake of your condition, it's important to have you ejaculate the most amount of times in the shortest period of time. We have to beat your gradual rising arousal. Ejaculation 2 confirmed. Strength and size appear to be average. Going to continue with my other hand. Ejaculation 3 confirmed. Nothing new to report. Acceleration matches orgasm acceleration for higher tier aphrodisiacs. This is interesting. Monsters with higher level of orgasm acceleration, like manticores, are monsters unlike succubi, who require semen for a more biological need instead of spiritual one. That means it's only natural that they develop to drain the most amount of semen as possible. This is very interesting. Ejaculation 4 confirmed. Strength and size have doubled. I believe the fifth one results in the body expelling any remaining seminal fluid. Ejaculation 5 ongoing. Hypothesis confirmed. This is proving to be an interesting twist to my experiment. Ejaculation 5 confirmed. Body reactions suggest the subject has exhausted their supply of seminal fluid, pausing for analysis. Subject is showing signs of fatigue, indicating that the used spell has worn off. Experiment success. All right, the quill is done. Are you feeling all right? I understand that this portion of the test isn't exactly what you signed up for. I would like to have you as my personal test subject. That would come with a few perks, including access to my most advanced pleasured spells and runes. The ability to live down here in the dungeon at my side, and also an enhanced lifespan to continue being my subject for as long as you desire. It's not unlike claiming. Excellent. I look forward to working with you. And sorry for maintaining a professional tone. I've been alone down here for so long that my social skills leave much to be desired. You being down here might be a good thing for me. Though, I suggest you get some rest. I will bring you to our room so that you can sleep once I'm done here. You were more than adequate today. Thank you.